My name is Shirley Fine Lee. I am the Meeting Wizard, and I thank you for joining me today to find out more tips from my book, Rah Rah, A Meeting Wizard's Approach. Today's tip is the required roles for effective meetings. And I'm going to cover those roles by the order of importance. In the book, I cover them alphabetically, but here I'd like to talk to them about what's the most important. The most important role for a productive meeting is your meeting attendees or team members. Why, you might ask? Well, these are the people who provide input to your discussions, share ideas, do research, carry out actions outside of the meeting. So you need to make sure you invite the right people. You need to invite the people that are closest to the job that is being discussed or problem that needs to be solved. People who have not only the power to make decisions, but the capabilities and to carry them out. So you need to make sure you invite the right people, because these are the ones that make your meeting productive and effective. The next most important role would be the facilitator or leader. The facilitator is important for making the meeting effective and efficient. The facilitator will guide the meeting process, recommend methods for the group to use for decision making or idea generation. They usually coordinate the setup of the room and the meeting time. They help the group to stay on the agenda, stay focused on the current topics, and make sure the meeting just flows efficiently. They're also responsible for tracking action items during the meeting, typically. Then they need to make sure that everyone has the ability to participate equally in the meeting. So they make sure everybody gets the chance to voice their opinions. Now, the facilitator is usually an independent from the meeting group. They do not make decisions, and they do not participate in discussion. This just makes it easier for it not to feel like a power play, which when you have a normal meeting leader, sometimes people feel like they have to do whatever the leader says. So facilitator is usually better if they're independent for the group, especially if you're talking about a topic that might be controversial for the group. Then another important role is the recorder. The recorder has a bunch of different titles. Usually if it's a permanent person that does it every single time, they're usually called the secretary or the team historian. If it's rotated, the recorder role is usually called either recorder, scribe, or minute taker. So that role can either be assigned to someone all the time, or it can be rotated among the team members. The recorder is key to tracking the meeting progress and preventing unnecessary repetition over multiple meetings. It's very important to have good records, so it's good to have trained recorders for this purpose. You can have one recorder or you can have multiple recorders in a meeting. You might have one person who's writing things on a board for the facilitator, or the facilitator may be doing that. And then another person who is recapturing that information on paper or in a computer. So you can see that the recorder role is also very important. Now, you need to decide who's going to be in charge of sending invitations and reminders for your meetings. Is that going to be the facilitator or is that going to be the recorder? That is also a key role that those two can share, so you just need to decide who's best to do it. Now, other roles that you may see in your meetings are people who talk to the group, such as presenters or experts that the group may invite in to ask questions of and get answers from. These talkers are typically only part-time attendees. They only come for a small portion of the meeting and then they leave. So you just need to let them know when they need to be at the meeting and ask them to come a little before that and plan to stay a little bit after that in case you're just a little off the agenda. So you don't have to have a lot of people sitting around waiting on one person to show up. Then others are observers. Observers are non-participants. They do not participate in discussion. They do not lend any opinions or anything. They are only there to gather information in a particular meeting. They usually stay for the entire meeting time. But again, they do not participate. They just sit and observe. Other roles I've seen teams use are what they call temporary star points, roles that are rotated on a periodic basis. And these are things called like gatekeeper, sergeant-at-arms, timekeeper, conduct monitor, peacemaker, or devil's advocate. Again, you can have whatever roles are necessary for your team or your group meetings. Thank you very much for your time today. This has been more tips from my book, Rah Rah, A Meeting Wizard's Approach, and I am Shirley Fine Lee. Thank you very much for your attention.